Halloween is really a special time, isn't it? It's a nice and scary time, isn't it? All those wonderful costumes and masks and makeup. I think about how much fun Halloween is. I also worry a little bit about the things that can spoil the fun of Halloween. Those kinds of things scare me too. The safer Halloween is, the more fun it is, for you and for me. That's what I think. But some people have a strange idea of fun. And if someone you don't know very well invites you in.
Would you like to come in? I have more treats inside.
That's right. Say, no thanks. You see, some people think it's fun to play tricks with your treats. Watch out for candy wrappers that have been torn or punctured. That might be a sign of tampering. There might be things in the candy, so break open candy bars before you eat them. Cut fruit into pieces before you eat it, just in case something's been stuck in it. Watch out for things that look like candy, but might be medicines or drugs, or even poisons. Don't eat anything that doesn't look right. If it looks funny, it might not be so funny if you ate it. Witches or ghosts that we know aren't real, but because of real things that can spoil our fun. I hope you can have the most fun you've ever had this Halloween.
There's one more thing. A terrible presence is in there with her. So much rage, so much betrayal. I've never sensed anything like it. I don't know what hovers over this house, but it was strong enough to punch a hole into this world, take your daughter away from you. It keeps Caroline there. To it and away from the spectral light. It lies to her. It says things only a child can understand. It's been using her to restrain the others. To hers, it simply is another child. To us, it is the thief.
Thank you. somebody had to be. Well, here I am again. ABC's answer to Trick or Treat. It's been a year since my last special. Was it something I said? You know, there's a real scary holiday coming up. Election Day.
Tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swing and wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, for a silly spook may sit by your side. And ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, weird glows gleam where spirits dwell. Bright as the bones etherealize, rise as spooks of every size.
As the moon climbs high, and ghosts come out to socialize. If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.
Want to pay a token fee?
Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
We'll be right back. pity, of remorse, of fear, that it absolutely will not stop, ever.
Think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
Yeah. Japanese submarine slammed two torpedoes into our side, Chief. It was coming back. The island of Tinian Delady just delivered the bomb, the Hiroshima bomb. 1,100 men went into the water. Vessel went down in 12 minutes. Didn't see the first shark for about half an hour. Tiger, 13 footer. You know that when you're in the water, Chief. You tell by looking from the dorsal to the tail. What we didn't know was our bomb mission had been so secret. No distress signal had been sent. They didn't even list us overdue for a week. Very first light, Chief. Sharks come cruising. So we formed ourselves into tight groups. It was kind of like old squares in a battle, like you see in a calendar, like the Battle of Waterloo. And the idea was, shark comes the nearest man, that man, he starts pounding and hollering and screaming. Sometimes the shark go away. Sometimes he wouldn't go away. Thing about a shark, he's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, he doesn't seem to be living until he bites you, and those black eyes roll over white, and then, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. The ocean turns red, and in spite of all the pounding and the hollering, they all come in. Rip you to pieces.
Thank you. Good night.
Sheriff, I shot him.
Who?
Gentlemen, he's still on the loose.
Is this some kind of joke? I've been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
You don't know what death is.
Ghost on the stair, a vampire's bite. Better beware, there's a full moon tonight. Cannibal spiders creep and crawl. Boys and ghouls having a ball. Frankenstein, Dracula, and even the mummy are sure to end up in somebody's tummy. Take a fresh rodent, some toadstools and weeds, and add an old owl and the young one she breeds. Mix in seven legs from an eight-legged beast, and then you're all set for a cannibal feast. Sit round a fire with this cup of brew, a fiend and a werewolf on each side of you. This cannibal orgy is strange to behold, and the maddest story ever told.
H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N spells Halloween.
W-E-N spells Halloween.
Halloween means ghosts and goblins, skeletons, monsters, and howling cats. Spooky masks and jack-o'-lanterns, witches and devils and big black bats.
H-A-L-L-O-W-E-N spells Halloween. H-A-L-L-O-W-E-N spells Halloween.
Get you candy and apples, then go to the next house and get some more.
H-A-L-L-O-W-E-N